Wait. Let's go. Nobody's
ready. I'm happy to see you. Okay. Jan Wayne Swayze presents the Free 99 Podcast. Be sure to follow SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Twitch, and
TikTok.
And Instagram.
Oh, shit. And Instagram.
Yeah. Search FREE99 Podcast. Shout out to all the sponsors.
Pay us.
Shout out to all the listeners.
Hear us.
Jan Wayne Swayze in the building.
Proof of life. March 13, 2024. Move to the front.
JD Fresh in the building.
What's going on, Free 99ers?
Hey,
gentlemen, y'all know there's aliens out here.
Yeah.
Kumo B. Ramel in the building.
Always real. No regrets, though the pain will heal. Please accept while we're standing still. I wish you happiness, joy, good fortune, boy. Hold on before you go. Good.
I am the good homie Gus. Gus from the surface, aka Mikey's Papa, aka
give it to us.
Gustin Rhodes, woo! Aka Gold Gus.
Oh, Gold Gus, motherfucker!
Gold Gus on episode
210
of the Free 99 Podcast. Ramel, would you please introduce the stankiest in the building?
Interesting fact.
Come on.
Did you know that hearing is the last of the human senses to leave the human body?
Mm.
Even in an unresponsive state, sound can produce brain activity in the final moments of life.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, the sound of a baby crying indicates life, the ability to breathe on their own. And it just so happens to be that our guest tonight lives and dies for sound.
Come on.
Pulling inspiration from the likes of Janet Jackson,
ooh,
Subtract, Joe Baton, J Dilla, and Daft Punk, just to name a few, one can say that this man is eclectic. And every artist knows that in order to express that authentic sound, you need to be amongst the like minds. And in 2006-ish, DLR and DeLorean was born.
Mm.
Shout out to Sean Lamar.
Hey.
Mm. Creatives create, as he continued to do, DJing all over the country. Too many cities to name, but Denver comes to mind.
Always. Oh, such a dick.
Oh, and Sacramento.
Yeah.
His hometown.
Shout out to Mac.
Where he started the Cuffing 916 chapter, linking up with Queer Roles and Boogie Brown.
Mm.
One of my closest
friends. Get live.
Mm. One of my closest friends, Josh, for the past few years has always said, "Sax popping." Well, my friend, if this man is any indication of what the 916 has to offer, he might be onto something.
Mm.
Jan? Coming from Sacramento, California, one half of DeLorean, from the Cuffin family, it's John Stank Palmer Reyes in the building.
210 in the Free 99
Wow.
Podcast.
Wow.
Cheers.
Ramel does that intro.
Cheers. Thank you so much. Hold on. Let me hydrate. Because, sir, that was amazing.
Thank you.
He just came. All right. Thank you for having me. Came to my job. Let's go. No, man, I am very honored to be here. I've been a fan for a long time. What is this, episode 210?
210.
210 comments.
To do 210 of anything is an amazing feat. I admire the consistency. Facts. Been a fan of the production value. You guys have been a model for like how to do this shit. So thank you very much for that.
Wow.
I appreciate the research, the prep. I don't know if this is breaking kayfabe, but you asked me to be on this shit like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I don't even know who we're having on next week. So to say that you guys are on top of it, I think that's an understatement. Keep it going. Wow. And
thank you.
It's dope to see it from this side. Yeah. And you know, my ego, thank you. My ego thanks you.
The like minds.
You have a Nardwuar level of
Do you wanna let everybody know what the like minds are?
So the like minds was my introduction to music.
What is the like minds?
It was we're Sacramento's version of the Roots. Basically.
Were you Scott Storch?
Yeah. I probably was the Scott Storch. It was my man Verse, my brother Sean Lamar, Lee J, Billy Lane. We were live instrumentation, rapping, but it was a part of a larger collective. That ended up being the Neighborhood Watch.
Ooh, that's dope.
That's a great name. Yeah. That's a great name.
MCs, artists, visual artists. Shout out Ben Abaya. We're still in the group chat together.
Hey,
you know.
Shout out to group chats.
Lives.
Not those that we're not a part of.
Yeah, but. Man. But wow. Yeah. I was not expecting to hear that come up today.
I had a writer's block and I was fucking stressed out, but here we are.
So, speaking of like Sacramento 906,
yeah.
What is the napkin when it comes to what does that do for you as far as like how you approach a DJ set now? The napkin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure. Jumping into it. Let's
so,
do this.
Okay. So, I believe you're referencing when I was DJing Cuffin 906, yep. And I got slipped a napkin that said, no one likes your music or no one's dancing to your music.
Way to go, Sacramento.
When there was a packed dance floor of people enjoying themselves, grooving, you know.
Was it Ben? No,
this was just some random woman that wanted to hear Mac Dre at like 9:45 p.m. God. When people are having first drinks at the R&B party, we're not playing Mac Dre. Rest in peace, Rep Mac Dre, but we're not playing Mac Dre at the R&B
also
party.
Also one of your
inspirations. It's R&B party.
Yeah. Pharrell. Shout out Pharrell, man. So she slipped me a napkin saying, no one likes your music, but I love it. I wish I had it. I would have framed it.
I thought you took a picture of it.
I took a picture of it, but I would have framed it and put it, like, you know, above my turntables at home.
You should make that your screensaver every time you open up your laptop.
Can you make slip mats of that?
You know, funny you say that. We had a guest DJ, and on his laptop, it said, right above the camera, it says, fun, fun, fun. And I think about that all the time because it's like, yo, your job is fun, fun, fun. You better have fun, fun, fun.
Right.
And
you have to kind of like relay that, right?
You have to relay that, you know? You have to, like, you are promoting a good time.
Yeah, you have to kind of, and sometimes with music, you have to experiment.
Yeah, you have to take risks.
Yeah.
You never know what people's energy is coming in. I think the goal is, like, they're coming in with their shit. You're coming in with what you want to do. And if it's a good night, you're going to meet in the middle. So
you experiment a lot then?
You have to. It's a lot of push and pull. It's a lot of, like, you never know what it's going to be. I think that's the tightrope act is what I'm drawn to, you know? If it was predictable, it would be boring.
Can you tell us about the Whataburger experiment?
The Whataburger experiment? What is the Whataburger experiment?
I was told to ask you
about
info on the Whataburger experiment.
Whataburger. Okay. Now I know where you're getting your research from. This has to be a question from Sean Lamar. We're in South by Southwest. And
ooh, shout out to being South by Southwest.
We played a couple shows at
Shout out to DeLorean, DLRN.
Yeah.
Is that 12 Duende? Was that a piece of it?
So 12 Foot Duende was a clothing line / blog. So I feel like I've had every internet job.
Yeah.
Wait,
can you see my history?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt, but that's when I remember seeing your name. It was DLRN, DeLorean, and it was 12th One Day. That was like a blog slash like magazine, online magazine,
online almost? Magazine slash clothing line. Shout out Nick. Shout out Dave.
This is cousin. Twitter days.
This early is Twitter Twitter's. Days. Yeah, so 12 Foot Duende, it was originally a clothing line, and then we were, our model was the hundreds, right? So I think a lot of folks from that era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was our era.
Yeah. They had
cheers to the era.
Cheers to the era.
The golden era. In clothing, that was like mid 2000s. That was really fun.
I still have some mint colored shirts with women in provocative positions on it. I don't wear them. Or do I? I'm sorry, go ahead. I digress.
so our models were, you know, hundreds, fat lace. They were doing the online illist. Contact illist.
Yeah.
So we were doing something similar up in SAC. And where was I going? Oh, we're talking about Whataburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I derailed that.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah. So
the Whataburger experiment.
I think Sean, we were South by Southwest. It is a grind. I'm sure it still is. It's just the music portions, a weekend, a whole week just full of chaos and all of that. It was a long day. We were going back to the hotel. We stopped by a Whataburger.
Yeah.
I spent some time in the East Coast. So I was like, oh, Whataburger's hella good. Da 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 da. And Sean's asking me, okay, so what do I get? He goes, I think I'm just going to get a patty melt. Nothing looks appetizing. I was like, nah, Whataburger is solid. You could just get a regular burger. Like, everything's better in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Okay.
And I feel like he wants me to admit on camera, when that red light is popping, that Whataburger is...
mint?
Maybe I had rose-colored glasses.
Oh.
Different restaurant experience.
Different restaurant, maybe different state of mind.
Location.
You know?
State of mind.
Yeah.
You know what?
Maybe the variable, Sean, was you brought your negative energy in the car when you went through the drive-thru.
Mr. Lamar.
And you tainted my Whataburger experience.
Oh. Ooh.
How about that? But, you know, it was... You know what? No, I'm not even going to give you that.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
My fiance.
That's what it was, sir.
Coins this phrase. You know, she'll order the same thing whenever we go to a place. And sometimes she'll say, it's not good today.
Yeah, I love that.
And sometimes, same dish, same place, it's just not good today.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I can agree with that.
Gotta give them grace. You know?
Yeah, I guess. Thank you, Teresa. I love you. I was like, what do you mean? But I guess it does make sense.
It's not like McDonald's, right? Unless like, the fries will always kind of be like the deal breaker because it depends how hot you get them.
Awesome. Right?
With McDonald's. But with like... like the quality of like burgers and like fast food restaurants, it's consistent. It's always the same when you eat it within that first 5 minutes.
I have to also add the placement of cheese on the filet of fish. It can be very off center.
Oh, you know why? Because it's a half slice.
It's a half. You're blowing my mind, bro.
It's a half slice.
That's boy facts. Can I?
Yeah, please,
Justin, you got something?
No, I was just gonna say like Taco Bell. When sometimes the sour cream is always on one side sometimes.
You get a mouthful of sour cream on the first bite.
Or there's nothing in the beginning and the sour cream's at the end.
That's
instead
like
of,
every burrito outside of Northern California.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it right now. That's blasphemous. Taco Bell can do no wrong. That's my Kanye.
I know that. Yeah. I said Taco Bell on purpose because I love Taco Bell too. I know Ramel loves Taco Bell.
I go to Taco Bell every time after the pot ends.
If you can build an empire off like 10 ingredients, that is...
I'll say it one more time, okay? Taco Bell is fantastic because it's its own cuisine. Like, you can't get a Mexican pizza in Mexico.
Yeah.
It's the same. Sorry.
I kind of want to step back a little bit. We're talking about fries. Depending on how hot you get them, are you aware that if you ask for your fries without salt, they bake you a fresh batch of fries?
Yeah. My mother-in-law used to do that with my wife when she was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, always ask for, like, no salt fries.
Yeah, and then put the salt on yourself.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's true.
That is... No, I do rock with that. That's the one.
We are men of husk.
Yes, absolutely.
We stay warm in the winter.
I wanted to ask... I want to make a statement. And I think it's something that you truly live by, which is everything is wrestling.
Okay.
Everything is wrestling.
Yeah. Some people would say everything is jazz, everything is hip hop, everything is wrestling. Everything can be wrestling. Wrestling is just a language that, you know, I think we all like see the world.
Yeah.
And, I think it's entertainment 101. I think everything can be translated. Like, it's funny because my partner, I've gotten her into the art form. Mm. We'll put some respect on the.
Is she a wrestler?
Form. No. She's a visual designer, but like, dope. She's like, oh, I just see this as UX. I see like everything from the presentation to it's all about setting audience expectations or giving the audience an experience.
Costume design, pyro. It's a full on like all the senses are hitting during the entrance,
but mainly cooking.
Explain that.
I mean, storylines never end the way that the audience wants it to end, because once it ends, then what? Right? You got to move forward.
Yeah.
But this is a year-long program.
Yeah.
Right?
No off-season.
Yeah. Cody Rhodes didn't win it right after he won the Rumble.
Yeah.
Right? Now we're in the
second. That's what everyone wanted.
Yes. But you got to cuck them.
Would the proper term be edging?
Maybe that's something we can ask our free 99 freaks. Is it cooking?
Yeah.
Are you watching or are you stimulating but not to the point of
climax?
Climax. That's a good point. Yeah, that would be edging. Shout out to Edge, who's also in AEW now. Just go ahead.
Yeah.
So recently there was a stand-up comedian, right? He had a joke and it was about people that always like to proclaim wrestling so fake, it's fucking fake, and why do you watch it? Well, most of the things you watch on TV is fake.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, people that are just anti-wrestling, like, why do you keep watching this? It's not real, it's fake. But in reality, look at everything you watch. It's fake.
Yeah.
So don't dog wrestling, you know what I mean?
That your grandma's
entertainment. Entertainment. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're the same people that believe the reality shows are real. They're the same people that, you know, they see a lot of the hip hop beef and they're like, oh, that's some real shit.
Wait, are you starting a conspiracy theory right now?
What's the conspiracy?
Wait, are you saying that the Nas and Jay-Z beef was not real?
That the Nicki and Megan beef is not to sell out?
That's not even beef. That's like, you know, that's a rump roast.
That's Taco Bell meat.
Oh, and I'm not all even here for
it's
it.
Taco Bell meat. I had a question. Is AJ Styles, Dolph Ziggler, and Bray Wyatt at one time your mom's favorite wrestlers? And Bray Wyatt, he perspires a lot.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace. Great gimmick.
Perhaps for... So for one of my mom's birthdays, I took her out to lunch.
No Mercy?
I would have been... Maybe it's No Mercy. I can't remember. But it was when the arena in SAC just opened.
Nice.
And then we were out at brunch or lunch, whatever it was. And then I'm just scrolling on my phone. I remember that there was a pay-per-view, a premium live event in Sacramento that day.
SAC would always get those.
Yeah,
you guys would always get the live shows. Like, I remember as a kid, it always being Sack. Cap House, we just do house shows. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, If all life is wrestling, did you really forget or did you just send your mom this? You'd be like, oh, hey, we're in the area already. Might as well.
Mom, you know, I saw it on my phone and...
And the brightness is up.
I thought it was a great opportunity to see the new arena.
Nice.
You know, see how it was.
New experiences.
But yeah, I've never seen a wrestling event with my parents like that, so that was very interesting.
That was their first one, like main, like
wait, as you watched a family. It with them.
I went on StubHub like at the lunch table, and I was like, oh, you know, let's just get tickets and let's check out the new arena.
let's see what's happening.
Oh wow, wrestling!
Let's see what the catering services are like.
And I, you know, like.
now when I introduce people to wrestling, I know better not to take them to a pay-per-view where there's no, like, there's no real breaks. The matches are hella long. Yeah. Like, it is a grind.
And don't have the dark match.
Yeah. And, like, you know, the
strong bladders.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Pay-per-views are the resolution of storylines, so there's no real drama. Yeah. You know?
True.
So don't take first-timers to a pay-per-view. But her big takeaway was actually like, no, this is my father's takeaway. He was just like, how come they don't sweat? I was like, well, because we bought our tickets on StubHub. And
we're not. Watch the screen, not the people.
Yeah, exactly. When you get so high, you kind of like try to do that thing, but...
Yeah, but I think AJ Styles' hair is what my mom was like. Oh wow, he has really nice hair,
like a rock star.
Yeah.
Didn't you have to bring your dad's selfie stick back to the car because security wouldn't let him bring in his selfie stick to wrestling?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, my dad was trying to bring in his selfie stick, and we got turned away.
And, but it was like handheld, right? It was super small.
I mean, it's like the when peak selfie stick was like, you had your button on the thing. And like,
when people were still doing them on roller coasters.
Yeah, exactly.
How far was the car?
It couldn't have been too bad. Like, this was, again, the new arena, so I think everyone was trying to figure out the parking rules. So it wasn't too bad of a walk.
That's hilarious.
Was that the same day? That was the same day.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I got to spend an afternoon downtown with my parents. That was, you know, happy birthday, mom, you know?
Happy birthday, mom. Happy birthday, we're going to watch some wrestling.
Yeah. We're watching wrestling.
You ever been to Stoner U or Hood Slam? You ever been to
Hood Slam?
Hood Slam is sick.
Hood Slam's sick.
I've never been. I've always wanted to.
Well, Shotzi Blackheart, she came from Hood Slam.
She did.
I saw her. She was part of Stoner U. Yeah.
She. I only went to one, but I'll follow. I think I still followed their IG after COVID. You know, everything kind of like everyone separated. Yeah, yeah. Bartman was a great gimmick. Shout out to Bartman.
Oh, Bartman. Yeah, we actually went. The last time we went was actually for Sean's birthday, and like we went to. They have it in a new location in West Oakland. Yeah. But Bartman was there,
and everyone's pushed up against the ring, right?
Everyone's pushed up against the ring,
or back by the bar.
Yeah, like, and, cool. You know that the. Host or the lead commentator, he's out like he does during intermissions. He'll go around like pouring, you know, shots for everyone.
Oh, that's tight.
Like straighten them out.
What did they call that match when everyone was surrounding the ring?
Lumberjack.
Yeah, so it's like a lumberjack match, right?
Basically, and then everyone will do their chants hitting the ring. It's pretty intense,
dude.
Yeah,
that's like a Reardon fight. I don't know. I never went to Reardon.
So you grew up in Sac?
Born and raised.
Born and raised. When did you move here? At what age? Like, what was that like?
So
I'm moving to the city.
I graduated from USF, and then
shout out to Yusuf.
And then I moved back into the city like 2008, 2009, and I've been here since then.
What year did you graduate from USF?
2006. Yeah.
Speaking of USF, I do have a quote from somebody.
Okay. Yeah.
It said that they met you when you were in your undergrad at USF. And something that stood out to her was that you'd always been a music head, community minded, approachable, and down to earth. Do you know who said that?
No idea.
Shout out to Mark Ari. That was Mel Ari.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
He's like, I shouldn't have drinks.
No. So Mel was, her role, she worked in the learning center.
Yeah, she was interning here.
Yeah.
Computer learning center, CLC?
No, not the CLC, but
CLC. It's like healed, like when you battle for life.
I was like WCW.
Yeah. No, it was like kind of a area where it helps students with like resumes and like internships and stuff like that. Yeah.
She did mention something that I noticed when I did do my research on you, and that was the word community.
Mm.
Because, you know, like you said, well, people don't know, but back in high school, you did a lot of community work.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You'd had past jobs that had done a lot of stuff with the community as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also, you built your own community with per my last email, which is a
live, per my last email. Yeah, Tone wanted me to ask you about that.
Yeah, which is a live stream on Twitch.
Yeah,
Monday through Friday.
You recently stopped, right?
Yeah, I mean it's still going. Like, so it's kind of like I always thought it was going to be like a water cooler for people, you know, while they're working. Yeah. And it's just like one of the many tabs you have open. Oh, shout out to Mel, though. Like, thank you for submitting that question. Yeah. But it's like a water cooler for people to have open, like, while they're, I don't know,
in the chat room within a chat room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere somebody could ask you what you want to drink.
Yeah. No, so it started during the pandemic. We were all on lockdown. And then at the time, like, I was DJing full time. And
still,
I'm still grinding. I obviously all are. The club shut down, the bar shut down.
Yeah, that was
my rough. Partner just started a new job during that time, and it was a way for me to hold myself accountable to not just like, I don't know, waste the day.
House. Yeah,
yeah. Just and so it's like, okay, if you're clocking in at 9 o'clock, I'm gonna clock in at 9 o'clock. What can I do? Let me provide a service for people like you. Let me throw it. Let me tweet about it. Yeah. Let me, I don't know, just tell some folks about it. And it was at the time when everyone was all the DJs were jumping on Twitter.
Mm.
You know, and they were doing the
Twitter.
Twitch.
Yeah.
They were jumping on Twitch and doing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like...
That was a whole thing.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot. Shout out to the audio only people. but yeah, it was 9 o'clock. So it was just mellow vibes. I'm not on camera. It's just... I took the whole streaming thing literally. So it'd be like visuals of streams and nature.
Yeah.
And like, it's in true. My head I was like, oh, people just throw this up on Chromecast and put it up behind them, or like it'll be just like, we can't go outside, so here's some outside for you, let me bring the nice. Outside to you.
Don't bring that inside outside.
Exactly. Wow.
there was also one more community that you built, and that was around vinyl.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Shout out to the Cold Cuts Music Club.
The what?
Cold Cuts.
Cold Cuts, because we bring the coldest cuts.
I heard something. I heard Cool Cuts, and I was like, whoa.
You're like, hey, Jan,
let's clean that up.
Those are, yes. Can we edit in post? Yeah. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Run it. Just run it.
Run it.
We'll do it live. We're live.
We're live. No, man, it was a hang, like, just bring records. This is like before vinyl. I don't want to say before vinyl became cool, but I think vinyl in 2024, you have whole ass vinyl bars and all that.
Yeah.
Like, this resurgence. But we were folks that were still collecting records. We would go out to Sweater Funk, you know, every Sunday.
What's Sweater Funk?
Sweater Funk, shout out to the Sweater Funk crew. They throw, in the past, they threw a boogie party at the Knockout in the Outer Mission.
Dope.
I like these names. Sweater Funk.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was
Clan. I love Cold Cuts.
Yeah, let me get some prosciutto.
Yeah.
Cotto salami.
Let me get some mortadella. That's older shit I don't even know. And they'll be like, oh, I hope it's...
This is just bologna.
Yeah, exactly. I hope it's not liverwurst again.
I did a first watch of Sopranos, and I got hungry every time Tony ate those
Making
Cold Cuts.
Making a sandwich?
The gabagool.
And the fucking like, gabagool.
Who has Cold Cuts just like... On deck, dude.
It made me question my lifestyle. Like, how come I'm not looking?
Yeah, exactly. Should I be at this age where I have Cold Cuts on deck?
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
pretty much a charcuterie board. He just had that already.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
ready to go.
Just with like a little bit of cellophane on top of the fridge.
It's like pre-gaming a charcuterie board because he never took the meat out the butcher paper.
He never made it. Yeah. It was just straight out the bag.
He's always in his robe. Just what do you mean?
I'd never seen that.
Sopranos?
I never watched all
of
it.
Do watch.
It's
good.
My brother told me about it, but it was like the last season, and I watched the last episode with him, not having any context at all, and that was cool.
Just to dive in?
Yeah, I was just like, all right, let's see. Oh, and I was like, I can't even be surprised because I have no idea what's going on.
Are you guys like completists? Like, if there's something going on in the zeitgeist, you gotta be like, oh, what's going on
Definitely
there?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I don't even know what a zeitgeist is, so I don't think
the
so.
The world that we exist in, like the cultural, like if you see, like, okay, something's trending. What's this about? That's the zeitgeist.
And then, yeah,
I don't look for it.
It comes to you.
If it entertains me,
okay,
because,
okay.
Like, what
what I like is, like, you know, because your algorithm feeds you, right, the stuff that you that you're looking at, and mine is mostly like old wrestling, randoms, females cooking.
Shout out to JD. Shout out to JD who fills the group chat.
You know how sexy that is watching a woman cook.
By the way,
in a two piece.
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Side note: Who sent that video of two?
That was me.
Yeah. What are they singing? I don't know. I've watched it like 10 times, dude.
Yeah, and two Thai girls just randomly singing live instruments.
They're twerking, but it's like I'm in Pacific Super. It's crazy.
It's amazing. Jan just grabbed the mic.
I know. Fabio, what was it that you wanted to say?
Gabagool.
I'm part of the population that has never seen Game of Thrones.
Same. High five.
I have a Game of Thrones eggs right now. That's here. The dragon egg. It's chilling. I put a coffee in it.
It's a lot. I don't do well with fantasy.
Are you a completist?
Sometimes I can be. That's why I can't play video games, man.
Oh, see, this is how not. Oh yeah. How much I'm not a completist. True Blood. You remember True Blood?
No. Yeah. The vampires.
Yeah, vampires. Like with Snooki and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Snooki was in sex. That?
Well, no. Well, this is a girl named Snooki.
Oh.
Yes. You're like, Snooki.
I know that shit.
I was into it the entire season.
I watched that shit too.
Yeah. I did too, actually. I was into it all of the seasons up to the end.
Yeah.
And I never watched the last episode.
Just because? You didn't want it to ruin it?
I don't know. I just didn't want it to end.
Still remember? If you watched it tomorrow, could you still, would it complete you?
Fuck, no. I have, three kids now. I don't give a shit.
You're a whole different person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, that's exactly. Me and my wife never finished, the last two episodes of Ozark.
Mm.
We kind of just stepped away.
Why?
When we'd watch it, my kid would wake up.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
And that's a sign.
So I didn't finish it, but I'm a huge Jason Bateman fan. Valerie's family.
Valerie's family.
No. Yeah,
that was when his
Val.
No, you have no idea.
I'm so sorry, dude. I'm just trying to back you up.
Bro.
I'm so
sorry. It's a family, though.
He was the oldest son on a after school sitcom, and he was the Hogans. It turned into Valerie's family to the Hogan family.
Okay,
and he was the oldest brother. And he had two twins brothers that didn't look alike. That was it.
And the Hogans, were they like, brother?
Yeah.
Hey,
your brother.
Two twin brothers.
Yeah, and they didn't look alike. It was such the weirdest thing. Hogan's family.
We just recently watched this Jason Bateman movie. And I've never heard of it my entire life. And my girl was like, you remember? I'm like, no. It's called The Gift. Do you remember that?
No.
No?
Straight to HBO.
Dude, it was like, I was like, what's going on? I don't know. Anyways.
Do you know what the connection is between Jason Bateman and Michael J. Fox?
What's the connection?
There's is he on growing pains? There's multiple. Jen, you want to talk on it? There's multiple.
Wait, is this a conspiracy theory?
Multiple, just connections. Go ahead, Jen.
One is Teen Wolf.
One is Teen Wolf. Because he was, Jason Bateman was Teen Wolf 2, and he was the cousin of Michael J. Fox.
Okay. What's the other one?
The other one is Michael J. Fox was on a show called Family Matters, and his sister on the show was
Growing Pains.
No,
that's Kirk.
That's Growing Pains.
Not Family Matters. Was it something?
It was Family Matters because
Family
was,
Ties.
Family Ties.
Yeah, Family Matters. Yes, they're all black, dude.
Yeah.
I had the first word, and you have the right.
I think you're just making a statement. Yeah. You're like Family Matters.
Family. Family Ties.
Brought to you by Family.
Yeah.
Family Ties.
His sister on that was Justine Bateman, which is Jason Bateman's real sister.
Okay, go on. Go on. What's another one?
They were both.
Were they both on Curb?
Curb, they probably maybe. Were.
This is Arrested Development, Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Do you know another Jason Bateman?
Well, no. I'm just trying to. Yo, I'm intimidated. I'm a fan of the show.
Yeah. Make sure my references. What are you doing?
We're just talking shit. Yeah.
Hey, motherfucker! You know another Jason Bateman?
I'm just talking shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Butter though?
Like. Unsalted or salted?
No. It's like Jason Bateman in a small indie movie where they make butter sculptures.
No. I've not seen that.
Whoa. Damn, now you're making Gus chat like question.
There's also the Jason Bateman film where he's in a spelling bee.
Yes, I've seen that one.
I don't remember that.
That one's actually on
Netflix.
Netflix.
I am not a biggest fan as I thought.
Yeah, that Jason Bateman motherfucker.
Yeah, yes.
Wow, look at you trying to. Look at you trying to
Hollywood Jason Bateman, man.
Did you shop at Jagatomi?
Oh, shout out Dragon Tomy. I did not.
What is it, Dragon Tomy?
It was an art store in Sacramento. They did figures. They sold artwork.
They had their own figure, which was a blue dragon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was, if I would compare it to anything that people would know, it's like a kid robot. It gave like a kid robot vibe, and like that strip that it was on, there was even a at one time an upper playground.
Was that Midtown?
Yeah, that was Midtown.
I know a little about Sack.
And they were the couple that ran it were super supportive.
Super cool.
Art community in Sacramento.
They have the art walk too, right?
Yeah. And like, yeah, that's the thing about Sack. It's a city full of pockets, you know. And it is a big city. It's the most diverse city on paper.
It's the capital.
It's the capital. Yeah.
Per capita, they have more trees than any other city.
Yeah, next second to Paris. That was the only fact that we learned in grade school and a source of civic pride. But
USF, motherfuckers.
Trees, motherfuckers.
Trees. Yeah, I mean, like, if you were in a creative scene of some sort, like, everyone kind of intermingled.
That was, like, the art district where that was at.
That was Midtown. So Midtown is kind of like our... At that time, it would have been our hipster district.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like Fairfax. I'd say that would be like Fairfax.
Absolutely Fairfax. Your hipster district.
It would have been the Mission, like in San Francisco.
Yeah, Valencia.
Valencia adjacent for sure, dude.
Dolores Park-esque.
Yeah. Like, you pay like $35 for barbecue, bro.
It's like, what is this?
I
wanted to also add, there was a founding member of the Jabberwocky that's from Sacramento, too.
Yes.
Phil.
Phil.
And then he ended up choreo for Bruno Mars.
True.
That is amazing.
So, I mean, that the Jabberwockies were part of a their umbrella with, I want to say it was Jabberwockies. Super Galactic Beat Manipulators.
Of course.
And Press Play. They fell under the umbrella of Femme Royale. Also coming from that family tree was, I think, Victoria Monet.
Ooh. Yes. Grammy Award winning.
Victoria. That's crazy. I could have my facts wrong, so sorry on my sack.
You know who else is from Sack and also was a Grammy Award winner this year? Was Mozzie.
Because
Mozzilla. So here you go. Yeah. So Mozzie was on the Killer Mike album.
Since that one,
everybody on the album gets a Grammy. So shout out to you, Mozzie.
Shout out to Mozzie.
Why do people shit on the shit on Sack?
I don't know. Why do people shit on Sack?
Like,
why do you shit on Sack?
I don't shit on Sack. I'm not people. I'm Gus.
Yeah.
When I say that, it's more like, but Sack's not the Bay. It's like, we know that already.
I mean, people from Sack don't even claim that.
They don't care, right? They do their own thing.
Exactly. Like, Sacramento, it's its own thing, different pace of life. There's some parts. There's a Venn diagram, you know?
Venn diagram.
Venn diagram, you know, the MasterCard two circles.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't go to school.
Diesel.
I see. Sacramento trying to fucking out knowledge us, bro.
Family is everything.
Family is everything. Family matters.
Family ties.
I see Sack as like country cousins. You know? Like, so definitely during the hyphy movement, it made its way, you know, up 80. Pharrell was actually living in North Highlands. Who? You know, Mac Dre.
Oh.
So Keek moved up there too. Keek lived in Natomas, like a block away from my house.
Yeah.
like we would see it. No, it was my father, my dad.
Brother Lynch Hung is from Sack.
Brother Lynch, Brother Lynch and Gift of Gab were in a crew together. Ooh,
come on, man.
That was
a nice fact.
My dad was like, have you heard of this rapper, Keek the Sneak? I was like, why, yes, father.
Was he like, yeah, trying to introduce himself to your dad. Like, he's like, all right.
He's like, dad, call me right now.
Yeah.
My Nokia is about to pop.
Oh, man.
So, being that you are from Sac.
Yeah.
I love Sacramento.
I love Sacramento.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing. I used to work in Rancho Cordova, and we'd have to stay there for the week.
Okay.
So, they'd give us a hotel room, whatever. And one night, we decided to go out, and we went to Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to, I forgot what it was. It was like a book club bar thing. And I had on some Jordan 1s.
Okay.
And I tried to get inside, and they said, hey, we can't let you inside because you have sneakers on. And we have this policy that once we turn you away, even if you go change your shoes, mm-hmm. we can't let you in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fuck is that about?
Yeah, it is. It's weird. I can't even defend that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like, yeah. you know, that's some backwards, like,
yeah.
but venue.
Aside from that,
shit.
Though,
yeah.
they have, there's an amazing, what is it? Not sorbet. It's like they have ice cream, but it's called
hold on.
What's the other thing? It's not ice cream. What's the other one?
It's called Merlino's
Gelato. Freezes.
Merlino's Freeze.
Merlino.
Or Gunther's.
Or Gunther's ice cream. Yeah.
Gunther's ice cream is legit.
They have the
dude.
Merlino's.
Merlino's.
Yeah, Freeze. You know, I mean, we have questionable club and venue policies, but ice cream is good.
Awesome. Because uh-huh. it's hot out there. You got to have something good.
It's also hella cold.
It is also hella cold. Yeah,
do like, hella cold.
Growing hella up cold. With you know in the morning parking your car outside, you'd have freeze like in 30s.
Damn.
Yeah. So it would be hella hot, triple digits, but also like cold, not snowing but cold.
For your family, was it Sizzler or JJ North?
Sizzler.
Ooh.
But you know I've. That's so funny that you asked that.
Look at that face. It's that face. I love it. Dude.
You're either a Sizzler family or a JJ North fan. But wasn't JJ North buffet? So it's like
what's a JJ North?
They're both buffets. It's like a hometown almost.
But no, but Sizzler is.
I've never been to a hometown.
Sizzler is not a buffet. Sizzler is a salad bar.
It has a buffet option.
It's a salad bar.
They have a hot bar.
Come on, man.
JJ North was like
just near a hometown buffet.
Yes.
It was a for real buffet.
Yeah, good.
I don't know if this is completely Sac area, but I have to know between Taco Bell tacos and Jim Boy's tacos.
Ooh, I do. Dude.
Yeah.
Because I love Jim Boy's.
Right. Jim Boy's is good. Okay. You've had Jim Boy's.
Yes.
Have you had Jim Boy's?
I have, but there's another taco that.
Hold on.
Go. Yeah.
Have you guys had Jim Boy's?
I have not had Jim Boy's.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, me and my girl went to Apa Store Papi.
Shout out to Miguel, man.
He did the Jim Boy's tribute.
Yeah,
he did. Tacos.
Yeah,
he did. They were very good. Yeah. They were also a little too high quality than Jim Boy's. So. Yeah. It was an amazing taco that he had, but you know, it was like kind of need to bring it down a little bit for Jim Boy's.
Yeah,
cooking on the floor. Cooking on the floor. No, because don't disrespect Jim Boy's.
No.
Cook it yesterday.
I haven't had it.
Yeah.
I heard
no
everything.
Jim Boy's is made to order, but it was just you know like it was delicious though. Thank you, Miguel. I am very curious at Jim Boy's reach because it is very much the Sac stable.
Is it regional?
Yeah, it's a regional.
Maybe, so. I think maybe up to Vacaville because there's one in Vacaville, isn't there?
There might be. Yeah.
And I think that's
Angeles.
Yeah.
So it's funny. In one of my group chats, we're like trying to figure out, okay, what is Sac's mission burrito? What is Sac's Philly cheesesteak? And it's either Jim Boy's tacos, the Parmesan fried taco.
Parmesan fried taco.
Yikes. Or it's Brandy fried chicken.
Yeah.
Which
tell me about Brandy's fried chicken.
So
I was supposed to ask you that.
Oh, okay. Thank you, whoever submitted that question.
You don't think it's Rick Steiner?
Is he from Sacramento?
You're not eating him out, though. But go ahead.
Hey, yo.
Brandy's fried chicken or Rick Steiner? I think I'm going to go for Brandy's fried chicken.
Brandy fried chicken is amazing.
No, Rick's Diner. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. I thought you said Rick Steiner. I was like, not the Steiner brothers.
I definitely heard Rick Steiner, Bron Baker's dad. Jim Boy's Tacos. Brandy Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Brandy Fried Chicken started at Frank Fats, downtown Sacramento.
What's Frank Fats?
Ooh. It is a legendary American Chinese restaurant. And I say American Chinese.
American Chinese.
But that's where all the politicians used to dine. Entertain dignitaries, etc., etc. So it is kind of like a PF Chang's before PF Chang's. So that level of hoity-toityness.
Yeah. PF plus Chang.
PF plus Chang's.
Capital
but
P.
But their specialty was Brandy fried chicken, which is fried chicken that's kind of I want to say it's marinated in a brandy.
Mm.
It makes everything drier, so when you fry it, you get a crispier texture. You get some of that like brandy taste. It is delicious. Thing about brandy fried chicken is you get it from the highbrow restaurants.
Yeah.
But you also get it in one of our Chinese buffets. Shout out Luau Gardens. Shout out everyone that had a graduation party.
J Cafe.
A death too? Anniversary. Anything like... I think at my cousin's graduation, it was next door to an 18 and over club. So they put us in the hall and like we were eating our brandy fried chicken next to the go-go cages. It was a trip. That's hilarious. But that's some Sacramento ass shit.
Smells amazing in here.
But you also get it. Yeah, exactly. It smells like suka and sweat. But you can also get it at the supermarket.
Yeah.
And like wow. I do my Googles, the only thing that comes up with brandy fried chicken is Sacramento. And so I'm like... But the thing is, it's all about documentation. Bon Appetit has not sent a reporter. I'm looking directly in the camera. Bon Appetit, send Kenji Lopez Alt to Sacramento.
I think we should make a road trip, guys.
Yeah.
Sacramento food tour?
I'm down. I would. Yeah. How would you feel about documenting a Sacramento food tour with us?
Are you bringing the show back? Is this a special one?
This is not the first request.
We're just going to go and eat some food.
Okay. We eating some food.
Yes, we eating some food.
In Sacramento.
I met this motherfucker off of Twitter.
Yeah.
And Twitter was the wild, wild west.
Oh, it was so good.
Of social media.
It was so good.
And it was the Follow Fridays.
Yeah.
It was sharing each other's work. That was another community. Like Romero talks about community. That was a big community. There was a big Twitter community.
Yeah.
When we were really like, it was, this was like post MySpace.
Yeah.
When it was just information.
Yeah.
Right. It was just sharing. Everyone was just
excited to be there. And shout out Charlene. That was Mel's coworker at the time. Mm. She was the one that sent the link to me. She was like, hey, just sign up for this. This is your type of shit.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. But like, because of that, that's how I met like you.
I met folks like
Queer Rolls.
Shout out to Queer
Rolls. It was just... It was a different time, you know, and that's when people like of note were accessible through Twitter.
Yeah,
you know, I remember probably like post that I go to a sushi spot off of Van Ness.
Oh,
I go to sushi like me like yeah. Shout out to Tone Deaf like
yeah
it was like a street team hangout. And then it was everyone from KMEL, all the promo, like the ground level guys.
What year was this?
It was somewhere between 07 to 09.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Right?
It would probably maybe like 2010 and 2011.
Okay, yeah, there we go. I remember going to sushi spot. Everyone's telling me to come here. And then you were DJing. Mm-hmm. It was a Thursday, and then we were getting smashed.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was unlimited beer, unlimited sake.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If you paid, and then I remember catching your set, and this is the first time we met in person. Like we already was already fucking with each other on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then I remember the first time we met, and then that set. I remember I was with someone. I'm not gonna say who it is, but he was a DJ, and he would. Whenever you'd play something, he would put his phone up and he would Shazam it. Because it was one of those to where he played the hip hop version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you play the original. Like you did that all night. And then there was a point where I was yelling at you because we're at the bar. Like we're going verse to verse at the bar.
Yeah.
And then that was I met you on Twitter. It was the first time we really like got to get down. And I was like, wow, you had this whole spot rocking. And there was only like 20 people inside there.
Oh, I love that shit. Wow,
it was like 15 of us like young, arrogant motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Want to be loud and drinking sake?
Yeah.
Hot or cold? You want the cold? I want the hot.
Oh man, shut
that was
out.
A good that, like I remember sets like that because it brings you back to a feeling and like I think during the pandemic, I messaged you that. I go, where was that restaurant I met you at? And you said, Sudachi?
Sudachi. Yeah.
You told me that, and I was like, dude, if you check your DM, I said, hey, that was one of the illest sets I've ever heard.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. If dude, you check your DM.
Share that. Yeah.
It was good. It was a solid, it was so wholesome.
Mm.
And and I worked at radio. Mm. And then radio forces you to listen to a particular type of music.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what
the radio I grew up with in the 90s. Radio 80s, 90s was different because it was a bit more edgy and it was hip hop. By the time I got into what radio was, it was different. It was cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Right. And then, but I love the streets. So I was, you know, I did the work, but finding sets like that was like, oh, that was good. And seeing that one person I was with, like, Shazamming shit, and I was like, this is hella funny. I'm not going to say that person's name, but I wanted to let you know that happened, man, during your set. Because we're all sitting, like, because you DJed in the bar, and then is sitting in the back room. And then I was like, hey, he's killing. And it was loud, too.
That
was like what...
I didn't even know how to DJ, so I didn't know. Redlining means you're headlining. So I didn't know what I was doing.
That was so dope.
Thank you, man.
That was a good time, man.
Oh, it must have been like refreshing for you, right, Gus?
Because, you know, it was like, even the people I was with, everyone was talking about the set. Because they were like, people just stopped talking for a moment and then they kind of just sat back and listened and absorbed it. And then eventually people were like yelling at each other, like, allow me to introduce myself. We were just going at it at a certain point, and it was like, it was so refreshing. Like I said, cookie cutter. They force you what the Laffy Taffy is, know what I mean? Of hip hop. And I search for that because I love hip hop, right? I love it. But when you work for radio, certain radio stations, you have to love what they pushing, you get stuck with it. It's drilling. That's why I loved Hyphy so much.
Yeah,
because it pushed the boundaries of what we were supposed to be playing to what you had to play.
Yeah, past the norm, right?
And you would catch those during the mix. Like shout out to Ricky, because Ricky would put a lot of rappers on, right? And then you know, so with my emotion and just try to like drop albums. And then I remember when they had to like stop because people were tripping, you know what I mean? That's the only time, in from what I understand, from my point of view, is when you can really drop music, or if you're playing late night, like super late night.
Or like a college radio or something like that,
right? So like music, it's easily recognizable.
Yes, and thank you for Ramel for that point. Do you want to intro what's going on,
sir?
Oh, so I don't even have a name for this. So what we like to do here on the Free 99 podcast, Ramel started this this thing to where we like to play a game.
Is it time to play the game?
It's the game. It's the game. The premise of the game is you have to guess the first within the first couple of seconds what entrance song of which rap which wrestler this is.
Okay, I love it.
Okay,
I love it. Let's do it.
The name of the game is 2 minute warning.
You see that, Gus? Do you rap?
That's a deep cut. Because if you don't know rap? What 2 minute warning is, warning
do you rap, sir?
No, I do not rap.
I
absolutely do not rap. Please, I am an MC though, so I'm a different shit. So I'm gonna have Justin. You want to start? So Justin, Ramel and me
first.
Yeah, Justin, Ramel and me. We got we each picked two songs each. So
I'm gonna sing once again.
Justin's volume.
Justin. Or should we start with him? No, I don't know. Let's see. Come on, Justin.
All right, let's do it. Ready?
Yeah, man. Let's go.
Oh, man.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, that's an easy
one.
That's
an easy
one. Yeah, I was like,
I thought,
After
I sent this, I was like, I had to ask these guys, what's your level of wrestling nerdism?
Yeah,
because this might be too easy. You want me to start it all over?
Yeah.
Run it.
Oh, that's the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
That sounded completely different.
Yeah.
Nice. Ramel. All
right. Let's see if you can guess what this is.
Dun, dun, dun.
Damn, I should have tried to stop him before his voice came in.
Nah, that saxophone is recognizable.
Well done, that's little, super soon. Yeah. You got a bell for him?
Alright, I got one.
Hey, that's two bells.
Play.
I'm gonna give mine more than a second.
Ooh, it's a deep cut.
Yeah. Let's see here. World Wrestling Federation. Oh, that's the intro. So let me just talk through this.
Oh, this sounds like...
Yeah, put it away. Oh,
I gave you a lot.
Ooh,
that was a lot. That was a lot.
You get
is
it?
That Rick yes. Rude?
Huh? Is that Rick Rude?
Mm, is it Rick Rude?
Wow! Obviously, Rick Rude. That's one of my favorite heels ever. One of my favorite heels ever.
Best painted. I love Rick Rude.
Jeggings ever.
Rest in paradise. Oh my
God. That's in so peace. Cool.
Rest in paradise, Rick.
With his tights.
Yeah.
You know?
An episode.
And got it ripped
Regis
off.
And Regis and Cassidy.
So cold.
All right,
Regis next one?
Justin.
Yeah. All right, bro. Here we go.
Is that too fast?
Nope, that's good. That's
is that good?
That's
you know
all
what
it is?
Well, I mean, I know because we talked about it.
Oh, damn.
Like 80% of all intros.
Is it?
Is it?
Play
is it? Badass Billy Gunn?
No, try it again. Try it again. Try
it again. I'll give you a little longer one.
Here we go.
Give you a little longer one now.
No.
That's
who's cucking who?
Is that Brock?
No.
Oh, that does sound Brock.
That does sound Brock.
Like I said, 80%.
No. It's of the era. It's the SmackDown
era. A little before
it. Okay, give him a hint. Give him a hint.
Guys, how could I
give him a hint? Give him a hint.
Is it Rob Van Dam?
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. Oh, no. V. D.
All right, let's see if you get this one. All right, you ready?
Oh.
Simba.
Would you like me to play that again, sir?
No, I don't think we should.
Do you know who it is?
No, who is it?
I'll play one more time.
Okay? That's a great gimmick, too.
That's a deep cut.
I gotta pass on this
ooh,
one.
Ooh, that is Tatanka.
Oh, yeah.
Tatanka.
All right, let me see.
Last one?
I got Tatanka, so it's okay.
Oh, that sounds like Kenny Omega or some shit. Mm-hmm. It sounds like, is that? Oh, man. I'll give you a hint. This is new. He's new.
Smart man. You're a fucking smart man.
He's a newer guy. It's not TJ Perkins.
It is TJP. I knew it was TJ.
I love you, Gus. I fucking love you, Gus.
Wasn't it Phil Am? Phil Am Flash?
Hold on. Big TJP. I'm not for TJ.
Didn't play the song. Didn't play music.
TJP's in the building.
Hey,
can we put him right here? He's our totem.
I really wish they utilized him more.
Yeah.
I really wish they would have given him his respect.
He's always underutilized, even the WWE for sure. Okay. Yeah.
Does anyone have a bonus third one just in case?
I can throw one. I can find one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, go. You go first. Yeah,
I have one quick, and then we're running. Yeah. All right, we're gonna. Let me see here.
I like this game.
Goldust? No, that's not Goldust. That's like
oh.
You know it?
I don't. Is that that's newer?
Do you know it? You might
I don't know.
Tagging you in.
Brother. Is that Seth Rollins?
No. Justin, do you know who that is?
I don't know. I'm trying to think right now.
You give up?
One more time.
All right.
Damn, this is good, dude. This
I know.
Good
this fun. Is pretty fun. Oh, man. Can you give us a federation?
Ooh.
An organization? Or is that too much?
Let's say held many hats. So wasn't just that one.
Oh,
ooh. I'm thinking of all the wrestlers who wore hats,
like the Godfather.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
No, but that's not the Godfather.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I gotta tap out on this one.
Yeah, what is it?
Stardust.
Oh, you dirty
AKA Cody
rat.
Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
That's funny.
That's why it sounded like Goldust.
Yeah.
But it was Stardust.
He was on his David Bowie.
He was on his his little brother Bowie.
Yeah, little brother Bowie.
Little brother Bowie. And here is my bonus one, which is funny.
The other.
That's Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, yeah.
It's
Cody Rhodes,
too. Cody Rhodes, yeah. I actually work out to that song. It's a really good song. It's a good song.
What else are your favorite workout wrestling theme songs?
We are. That's it, actually.
Randy Orton? No Randy Orton?
No
Randy voices Orton. In your head?
No voices in my head, no. When I hear it.
Rock and roll wrestling?
The Rock and Roll Express. Have you? When I hear Kingdom, right? When I hear that song for Cody Rhodes,
you do the whoa.
No, when they first played it, like during that Royal Rumble, I teared up, man. Just,
oh yeah,
yeah. Just it's like it's just really good. Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah, his story. You know, it's the best story in wrestling, and it's like that right amount of real life and in kayfabe. That's that's the good shit.
It's a good gray.
Yeah, it's a good gray.
It's a good gray.
So back to your point, Justin, when you're talking about people that like, oh, you know, it's fake, but sometimes it's not fake. This is an art form that's been around for 100 years. You know, like
families have dedicated their lives.
Yeah, this is a craft for families. You know,
like, look at the Von Erichs.
The Von Erichs. The Guerreros.
I think I watched. I forgot this show on Netflix, but it was about like
heels.
Heels, there you go. Stars, a lot of that was a good one. Like a lot of big names came out of that that little town that they have, but it was crazy. It's wrestling.
Oh, you're talking about
was it Heels? I think it's Heels.
No, Heels is
that's like a drama. That's like
you're talking about the OVW one.
Yes, one. Yeah,
the I forgot what it was called, but that
was a good one.
I wish I'm doing a disservice on the podcast by not referencing it, but
yeah, how dare you?
Yeah, I didn't do my homework either.
But it is a good behind the scenes look if you want to look at the grind that you know these people are chasing their dream. You know,
did you have a wrestling name?
The Hacksaw Jim Thuggin? No.
Speaking of names,
Scotty Pippen.
Speaking of names, why don't we tell everybody where Stank Palmer came from?
Yeah,
that is great. Because
do you know where?
No,
I.
Yeah, so you hit me up on the DM. You're like, hey,
"This is crazy."
Is Stank Palmer a reference to Mallrats? Indeed, it is. In high school,
Mallrats.
I was a big like Kevin Smith fan. And
shout out to Kevin Smith.
Shout out to Kevin Smith because if you were a certain age at that time, that was your alternative like, media. You know, like
Dogma,
Chasing Amy.
Dogma got a lot of heat though.
Dogma got a lot of heat.
I still didn't watch it because of how much heat it got.
Did you? No, really?
I did not.
You can't even find it on any streaming service, but it is available on YouTube in full.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a tough one to digest. What people made it out to be.
Yeah.
But that's what dude is. It's an envelope pusher, right?
At the time, the time he was. But also, it was more because he came from the faith. So that was like
his vision of it.
Not his vision, but him working it out in public.
So I appreciate that point.
Yeah, because it was very like
watch it though.
Yeah. It was very referenced. It was well referenced.
Because I mean, his background's probably similar to you know Catholic school. Mm. You know, grew up in the faith. Grew up in and by the
Filipinos are religious and superstitious.
Yeah. But he is an American, you know?
Yeah.
I am an American, you know? Like, yes, I'm Filipino-American, but, like, my references, the way I think is American, you know?
You're growing up.
Yeah, I'm growing up American. That was him questioning really complicated questions, but instead of doing it in private, he made a whole ass movie about it.
Yeah.
Which is uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Sure.
You know, how can you be vulnerable on a microphone or in public or with a budget from Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, that's also another reason, though. That's also another reason why it can't be found because it was produced by Harvey Weinstein.
The Weinsters?
Give us the origin of the stink bomb.
Stank. Oh, well, you know, it was a plot point in
Yes, it is.
It is a
and a callback, right?
Yeah. So a stink bomb, man.
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee. Shout out Brody. Shout out skateboarder Jason Lee. In the movie, he gets revenge from the antagonist in the movie by placing his hand down his pants after a day of walking throughout the mall, reaching into a bag of chocolate covered pretzels, offering it to the antagonist, using his hand that was previously in his pants from walking around the mall all day.
Yeah.
He calls it a stink palm. His sidekick says, now you're just left with a hand that smells like shit.
Yeah.
And the line is, a small price to pay for the smiting of one's enemies.
And the funny thing is that guy, the antagonist, he was also in The Walking Dead, wasn't he?
He was. He was. He played, like, the first few episodes, yeah, he was the racist brother in The Walking Dead.
What was that guy's name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he's not even a real character.
Yeah.
He was.
He dies pretty early.
Daryl's brother.
He's what's it called? He's fucking, Oh, he's Yondu.
Yeah, he's Yondu.
He's Yondu.
That's Yondu from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I wasn't your father, but I was your daddy.
He was all purple with the
mohawk. So definitely Stank Palmer is one of those names where I've been wanting to change. I've been wanting to get John Reyes on every social media application, but there's so many John Reyes. I'm not even the most popping John Reyes. There's a scooter. There's a Bubble. Razor scooter John Reyes that is way more popping.
Yeah.
And you
got some stuff popping though, my friend.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You have your hands in a lot of different projects. Mm. And not to derail from, you know, everything you were, but like, let's talk about what you're doing now. Mm. Like, what do you have your hand on that where people could go see your work, like physically?
Yeah, what do you have a stink palm on?
Yeah.
I still run Per My Last Email every Monday through Friday, 9-ish to 11-ish. I'm not DJing as I was. I was DJing every morning for 3 years. Now I'm kind of running a playlist. But if you need a break from your workday, if you need music that you never know what you're going to hear, but it's consistently good music, if you want a community of folks that are also... that have this window open in their tabs, like every 9-ish to 11-ish Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/Stank Palmer. I am a podcast producer. My two big ones right now are Cultural Cultivators, brought to you by the good folks at Balai Creative. This is where we interview Filipino American artists, entrepreneurs, athletes. We had Serena Bolden, who scored the winning World Cup goal for the Philippines.
Nuts. That's nuts.
I've actually been trying to push for TJ Perkins too, but you know, I got to keep pushing. Like, maybe not season two, but hopefully season three. I'm like really trying to sell the art TJP, of wrestling,
man.
You know? And are you just doing strictly producing there, or are you actually?
Yeah. I'm a co-producer on that. So, and then I'm also the editor. So I'm editing all the pods. So
dope.
Not only the pre-production, like with helping out with the questions and stuff, but making sure it sounds crispy for the audio.
Crispy is important.
Sound.
Sound is very important. Brandy's
crispy fried chicken.
Yes. That's what the brandy is for. The other big one is Rel and Friends. Are a content creator, if you are a videographer, podcast producer, if you're in the create, if your profession is creativity, this is the podcast for you. Shout out to the homie Ariel. We've been doing this about, like, I think we're on like 17 episodes now.
Yeah,
so we're close to 210, but we are well on our way.
Well, we're not trying to toot in our own horn.
Not to toot in your own horn?
Yeah.
No, but it's been a lot of fun working on this. I always tell Rel, I feel like I'm the target demographic for this podcast that we're making, because, you know, as someone that's trying to transition from DJing full time into the pandemic taught me I really like staying at home.
Yeah.
And editing work you can do from home. You can make your own schedule. That was always, growing up, that was always a priority for me. Like,
and you went to school though. That's what trips me out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I when I notice a lot of like creators who like pursue it like heavy, like they go to school. Like, shout out to John Broder. He went to USF.
Yeah.
John
Broder. Yeah. And then, you know, it's just that inner hustle. Like, you have to have that inside you, but then the school part of it just teach you how to just keep going, right?
But also it teaches you how to interface with people.
Yeah.
You know, like, you really build your network. So it's like, you talk about community. It's like, oh, like, a lot of the good that's happened to me as a professional adult has happened through people I met at school, people I met at the club, people I met at the party, you know? So
people you met on Twitter.
People I met on Twitter. Hey, you know? Hey. Yeah. So it's like, It is. It's about building your social. You don't just go to school for the books. You learn how to talk to people. You learn how to interact with people.
Yeah.
You build your network, and so like that's like. I mean, it's the stuff that doesn't show up on your degree, but like, yeah, that's what it is. It teaches you how to grind, really.
Yeah, and it really all depends on the person as well, right?
Yeah.
Because those soft skills sometimes maybe. Apparent to some in school, but yeah. To others, if they just focus on the books, then they don't really gain that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like, you know, I'm really happy with the work that we're doing. I'm very proud of the work that we're doing.
Yeah.
And ultimately, like, the work that I'm drawn to is really like, you know, like what you guys are doing here, letting people share their stories. So this is a platform where
talk story.
It's the crux of like, it's the basic human expression. This is oral history.
This is like everyone sitting around the fire.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
This is just a way to keep it.
Yeah.
It's just a GoPro here instead.
I mean, it's a big camera.
Or a pro go.
Yeah. So, I mean, being able to facilitate people expressing themselves, that's like, it makes me feel good that that's what I get to do. You know, and then
I love creating.
I love creating, man.
Creating is so fun.
It's so fun. And you know, DJing plays a role in that too.
No,
every night. That's I don't know energy. What it's going to be. It's creating energy, but also
that's dope.
It's platforming. It's all about platforming. I don't know what's going to happen. I have a role in maybe tweaking what's going to happen, but like if we can make some magic tonight, let's go. You know, like
yeah.
That's that good shit,
man. I wanted to read something real quick. John's ear for music has always been ahead of the curve. Very soulful dude. I can also talk old school wrestling with him for days. That's the homie for sure. Kutso.
Kutso.
Shout out Kutso.
Yeah. Also, cool ass name, Kutso.
Yeah, very Kutso. Good.
Not as cool as like Stank Palmer,
I love Kutso. Me and him can get really nerdy on that music tip. He was the one that put me onto one of my favorite programs, Sherman Showcase. Are you guys up on Sherman Showcase?
No, I have no idea what Sherman Showcase is.
No, it was on IFC.
What is that? What's Sherman Showcase?
So it is a it's kind of like a
pay channel. It's on cable, right?
It's on cable. Yeah. The premise of the show was it was parodying like a Soul Train type show of a guy that had like a Soul Train show in the 70s. He's trying to push it to the modern day, but it's very nerdy musical references. Kutso put me onto that shit, but I highly encourage it. Like it was. Like, to give you an idea of the type of humor, it has Neo doing a Patrice Rushen or Sherelle Saturday Love type song about
Neo
time.
Neo.
Oh, okay. Neo with the hats.
Yeah.
About Zesty time travel. Neo?
About time travel.
Yeah, because it's nerdy music. So if you are a fan of music, you will like the show. There's guest appearances from Neo, Ray J, Fonte is one of the writers of the show.
Is it still going on? Like, is it,
No. It's the same people that did Southside. You ever watch Southside? No. You guys would love
Southside. All right,
right?
It's Southside Chicago. Sorry. But Southside and Sherman Showcase, if you leave anything from this conversation, if you take away anything from this conversation, watch those shows. Actually, there's a song called like Turn Up for Jesus.
Really?
But it's like a slow jam grind, like
wow. That's very Fonte.
It is very Fonte. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any last words? Jan,
as we're rounding,
as we're wrapping up,
thank you. It was very nice to meet you.
He wore his hair down for you.
Damn, I felt like I learned a lot on this show. I got to rewind it and kind of like watch it over. I appreciate the knowledge.
Oh no, thank
on
you
everything.
For having me.
I wanted to say respect to a fellow creative. I really like your work. I think I was a fan of it before I knew that was you doing Rel's podcast. I was like, who's doing this dope production?
Oh.
So I was like asking Romel. I was like, man, this is a really good show. But my thing I wanted to end off last was I hope you never watch the end of Love and Basketball.
Hey, no, but yo, I was looking at your work the other day too. You got some fire, bro, with the designs and the photography.
Jan's the man.
You had a shot of the orange jay. That orange jay, like in your portfolio, the orange San Francisco day. Yeah,
that's a deep. Was that a deep cut? That was a deep cut. Jensen, oh wow,
and that's a lot for Jen to say. Oh wow,
his eyes separated from his glasses. Like he was like, whoa.
So shout out John Wayne Productions,
Jan Wayne,
JD Fresh.
Right on, bro. It was awesome meeting you for the first time.
Yeah.
And man, I like that. You know, I love wrestling and music, but it's awesome that you know there's a lot of things in common with all of us. That you have, that just made, you know, a good vibe right here.
Hey.
And I guess I could say finally Stank Palmer has come to the Free 99 podcast. Hey.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna end on two quotes, okay? First one is, he's a very pensive person. He is quick to see how things will unfold on a micro level before they become a wave. And usually he's ahead of the curve, which falls in place with what Gus said. Second quote is, I'd say, without John, there is no me. There is no Vonnie. He's responsible for crafting a sound that was a cornerstone of Sacramento's brightest era of hip-hop. What he's done since as a DJ, curator, and producer just shows his growth and influence aren't tied to a timeline. He'll be creating forever. You know who that's from.
Yeah, I love you, bro. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Sean.
Yeah.
Man. Been a fan. Real talk. Like, and it's always good energy whenever we connect, and we don't connect often. And it's for you to share your time with us because, you know, it's always good to see the man behind the work because I feel like you're always working. So it's good to separate yourself right now and, you know, just nerd around some wrestling and, and just talk story. You feel me?
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Stank Palmer.
Appreciate you, Mr. Yo, Palmer.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be here. Like, as I mentioned at the beginning of the pod, I am inspired by the work y'all are doing. You know, again, 210 of anything is not an easy feat. The consistency, the preparation, the grind, and the willingness to put people on. Like, I don't get asked to do podcasts. So, and not only is it a podcast, but apparently This Is Your Life. this is like that, you know, back to wrestling. It's that episode where Mankind brings out the rock. No, but I appreciate you guys inviting me to be a guest in your space. Thank you for hitting up my peoples and like getting information about me that maybe I need to hear, you know. Yeah. So thank you for the content. No, but like sincerely, I appreciate my time here. I'm honored to be here, and please continue the work that you guys are doing. It's so important.
One thing I did notice is that we didn't get to talk a lot about your music, so you got to come back and talk about that shit.
We didn't really start to cook.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, we just talked about wrestling.
Yeah.
And that was over an hour. So
we can talk about cooking too. Let's talk about food. We got to do that. We are eating in Sacramento. Show.
916 food tour would be amazing.
Yeah. Also, shout out to all the people that you hit up for the research. Like, there's very kind of like everything that you guys shared. I appreciate my people. Thank you so much for supporting me this whole time. I fuck with y'all. Thank you.
The journey.
Yeah.
Stank Palmer, John Reyes, everyone.
John Reyes. Episode 210. Free T.
His name is John Cena.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Jeff.